players to know, if you think this is going to just be the coach and not you, that's not the way we're dealing with it anymore. We expect you guys to start living up to your end of the bark.
30 thoughts coming out later today?
Yes, it should be out any time.
Thanks, pal, and enjoy your afternoon, but we will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks for doing this, Elliot.
All right, take care. They're waving me in, so I got to go.
All right, buddy. Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night Canada and Sportsnet. We're live at Shanks, Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest, getting set for the Calgary Flames and the Anaheim Ducks. We will have it for you, beginning with Pat Steinberg and Flames warm-up at 7 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock, Derek Wills and Peter Labardius will take over with the call of the game. But when we come back, Mr. Steinberg and I will switch sports. The Grey Cup, the 102nd edition. It will feature a key team from Calgary, and we'll talk about them next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960, The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
It's back on the road for the Flames. It's a trip to California, which begins tonight in Anaheim. Free game from Shanks on the air and online at 7. Play-by-play, Flames and Ducks at 8.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Rebuild Homes and United Fabrication.
Shanks Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shanks is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team building event or a personal occasion, Shanks expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
在 Metro Ford， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford，
Metro Ford， 这特阿西多尼波利，波利哈。
We speak your language. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Metro today and swap your ride. Get a no extra charge winter safety package, which includes tires, rims, and sensors. See paper for details. It's car buying simplified at Metro Ford. We speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or MetroFord.ca.
Hey Calgary, you want to know why we keep calling it Sunday? Because the Calgary Sun still gets delivered on Sunday. While the other guys don't publish every day, at the Calgary Sun, we don't stop the presses. As Calgary's only daily newspaper, we keep delivering all the news, sports, and entertainment 7 days a week. Right now, get the Sunday Sun for 40 Sundays for only $20. Head to calgarysun.com/Sunday40. That's calgarysun.com/Sunday40 and order today. The Calgary Sun, everywhere, every day.
Canadian Tire and Reflex all-season wiper blades give you a chance to win a trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida. To enter to win and for official rules and details, visit your local Canadian Tire store or go to reflexdaytona.ca. A trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida in February. Enter today. reflexdaytona.ca. No purchase necessary. Contest ends November 30th, 2014.
Join one of Canada's top employers. Enerflex is a global leader in delivering innovative natural gas compression, processing, and electric power solutions. Enerflex needs motivated people to join their team. Be at the Career Fair in the Calgary Manufacturing Facility at 4747 Street Southeast, December 4th, from 2 to 7. All skilled trades, project managers, and engineering professionals with industry experience are welcome. Enerflex offers competitive wages, paid benefits, flexible schedules, and advancement opportunities. See enerflex.com.
Honey, where's Billy?
Oh, he's out playing hockey with the other kids at the neighborhood rink.
Did he eat lunch?
Nah, he was in a hurry, so I loaded him up with some Big Chief beef jerky and beef sticks. They're delicious, convenient, high-protein snacks that'll give the boys all the energy they'll need.
That's nice, but he didn't leave any for me.
Be right back. Just going to the store.
Celebrate the holiday season with Big Chief meat snacks for you and those you love. Just make sure you always keep the cupboard stocked up. Merry Christmas from everyone at Big Chief.
How Bell makes saving big better.
George traveled all over Alberta and wanted a network that could keep up. So he switched to Bell. Not only does he get amazing speeds everywhere from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac on Alberta's largest LTE network, he also saved $100 on his new superphone, which meant he had more gas money to travel from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac.
Switch to Bell and save up to $100 on any Superphone you choose. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, saving big just got better.
At Jack Carter's, you can get a 2015 GMC Crew Cab 4x4 for $400 per month. Zero down. You pick the term. 3, 4, or 5 year lease.
Hey, yo, what's up with Jared? He seems a little calm. I think he started doing yoga.
Hey, Jared, pick up the tempo.
Jack Carter's, Canada's biggest crew cab dealer. $400 per month. Zero down. Plus, I'll even make your first payment. Namaste, Trigger. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Home of the $400 crew cab.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Communications. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Fan.
Love the Kings. Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. That's today. I'm Bob McCown. That's Elliot Friedman, a little late getting into the studio. The hell were you?
I was doing my, I usually have a radio hit on our sister station in Calgary at 6:40 Eastern on Tuesdays, but obviously I am unavailable for that time slot today, so I was doing it early.
How'd that go?
I was outstanding.
Were you? What'd they ask?
If I may say so myself.
Well, I know, hard to be humble when you're as great as you are. Now, what'd they ask you?
Well, they asked me about San Jose. They asked me about Edmonton. You know, just the usual run-of-the-mill.
They didn't ask you about Calgary? They're in Calgary.
No, because they already know everything that's happening in Calgary.
Oh.
I am there to provide the opinion on somewhere else.
Run-of-the-mill. Run-of-the-mill. Eh, Elliot? Run-of-the-mill. We'll be keeping that clip for Thursday. Mm. Huh? Yeah?
Should have asked him about Calgary.
Should have asked about Calgary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the run-of-the-mill. Josh, can you please make sure we run the hell out of that before Friedman comes on the next segment or the next year on Thursday? Do we have to write him a note?
Who?
Friedman.
Why?
He was late for McCowan's show.
No, I think he'll be fine. He got in time.
They put that show on TV. I mean, it's so important they put it on TV.
You should be happy that people are calling you run-of-the-mill. That's like a compliment to most people.
Well, according to you, I can't even spell it.
Run of the M-I-E-L-L. No, you stop adding E's to things randomly.
I'm not even sure Bob McCowan knew there was a station in Calgary.
He seemed a little surprised.
He seemed a little shocked.
Oh,
a sister station?
They ask you,
what? Oh, a little homework. Well, I'm sure it'll be a riveting conversation about the Maple Leafs and other things that they talk about in Toronto. What else do they talk about in Toronto than Maple Leafs?
The Raptors.
Yeah.
They're off to a good start, apparently.
11-2.
Basketball.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays. Yeah. They've got a Major League Baseball team.
They do.
They probably won't talk about the Grey Cup.
The Maple Leafs, the Raptors, the Blue Jays, the Bills.
There you go.
The Bills. Yeah. That's what you got on primetime sports tonight. Meanwhile, back of the ranch, the 102nd Grey Cup will be competed for in the beautiful city of Vancouver. You will be there. Second prize is Josh is going with you.
Mm-hmm. Really excited.
You know, things happen in threes, right?
Yeah,
You're going to the Grey Cup. You're going with Josh. What's the third thing?
And our plane's going to crash or something like that.
No, you know what it is?
Something like that.
Josh is about to find out that you can't expense prostitution.
Oh.
That there's no way of going into our Oracle system and billing that.
Whoa.
Right?
That was a little offside. I did not expect that at all.
I'm sorry. We're doing a PG show now?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got mad at me the time that I talked about mascots copping fields. You're like, oh, that's rude. But now you're talking about Josh using Oracle to buy hookers. I didn't say that.
I implied it. I implied it. Okay, I'll dumb it down for you. I'll PG it for you. Josh is about to find out that blizzards can't be put on Oracle.
No, I think a blizzard would count on your $75 a day per diem.
Yeah, what?
I don't know if those ladies
would.
I'm just... Just guessing that is the case.
Again, I'm not, you know, we are due for one of these things to go absolutely sideways. You know that.
Oh, for sure we are. Now, the good thing is we're doing our show on the Saturday from a radio station in Vancouver, our sister station. So that'll be good news.
Does Bob McCowan know we have a sister station in Vancouver?
Maybe. Vancouver's a little bit more on the radar than
is
Calgary.
Is it? Just
might
a little
be
bit more?
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I
mean, okay.
Vancouver has a very high opinion of itself. I don't know if you've ever
heard. I'm pretty sure if we left it on McCowan's show, he's probably asking Elliot right now if they have FM in Calgary.
We do have FM in Calgary.
Yeah.
We're not on FM, but we do have it here.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So
watch out, CBC.
So you guys
Radio
are doing a show on Saturday?
Yeah, we're doing the show, I believe, 3 to 6 Calgary time on Saturday. And then we'll be on the ground collecting audio and all that type of stuff Saturday and for your show on Sunday and then post-game on Sunday
for
as well.
For my show?
Well, sorry, for Pinder's show
thank
that you're
you
on. But yeah, we'll be
I'm co-hosting with Pinder
for that. Exactly.
I'm just going to step in and talk while he's talking.
Jeez.
What?
I think it'll be very interesting having
hey,
the two of you on the
whoa,
air together.
Hey now. And in a fist fight. You never know. These things can go sideways.
You're talking about the CFL.
I'm grumpy and old.
I was just taken aback as to your Oracle comment. I did not expect that.
Oh, come on now.
That seems like something that I would
probably something
say,
I
but
when's that game against the Arizona Coyotes for the Flames?
Saturday.
Okay. When are they home next then?
Tuesday, so a week from today.
Okay. Oh, that means Monday will be at the Dome then.
Yeah.
Got special guests coming in on Monday.
Who do you got coming special in on Monday?
I don't know. Can I tell or should I keep it to myself?
Are they good guests?
No. Terrible. Just terrible. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to get fired. I got two guys that I'm pretty sure can right in the employment line. Okay. Unemployment line.
You can tell me off the air.
Okay. Well, it's just Red Dog and Darren.
Oh, okay. Who's Darren?
Darren. That Darren.
Don't know.
The unofficial adjudicator from overtime.
Oh.
Long time unofficial adjudicator of overtime.
Okay.
Now Flames from 50, 80 feet.
Oh, Darren Haynes.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Darren.
Right.
Commissioner of the 7HL.
All right.
So, who depends on what happens in the Grey Cup. It'll either be Grey Cup stories or 7HL stories.
Right.
And Red Dog, don't have a clue.
Now, why is Red Not Dog coming in?
Because we invited him.
Okay.
And he's a friend of the program. Quite honestly, it's a long time coming. I'm not saying we're, you know, auditioning people. I'm just saying.
I thought that I'm fully on board with Bob Hartley taking my spot on this show. Like, he's quicker on his feet than I'll ever be. So if it doesn't work out.
And let me tell you that.
If it doesn't work out for Bob as a coach,
okay,
he's got a spot on radio.
If I'm taking prostitution runs at Josh, let me tell you a little bit about Bob Hartley. Bob Hartley works his material out before you guys ever hear it. That I know is a fact. So if you think you're going into a Bob Hartley scrum and Bob Hartley is wowing you with his quickness on his feet, I'm sorry. The dude works the chuckle hut in Dayton, Ohio ahead of time. He works out his material. All good comedians do. They work it out. They get the timing, the patter down, and then you get it.
I know that he does with some of the stuff, but there's some of the stuff.
That's the key, though, Pat, is to make it sound like it's coming right off the top of your head.
But
the little
some,
line today about minnows, right? He put in that little line about minnows.
Which I thought was outstanding.
Okay, he's done a whole set on fishing, hasn't he? Come on now.
I'm just saying.
It was like when I was a kid and I caught a brown trout and it fell in the rocks and I tried to get it.
I don't know why you have to ruin the illusion of Bob Hartley. I think it's outstanding and I think he'd be a great radio host.
Oh, I think he'd be a great radio host too. And I'm not saying that we're auditioning anybody. I'm just saying you're not around. We need to know our options.
Am I not around on Monday?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's right. I'm not around on Monday. I'm like, what is going on?
The look on your face is, did I just get fired?
Do you know
that I don't know?
I'd be as thrilled as you to get fired. Don't get me wrong.
My guess is you'll be hungover.
No.
I know Josh will be hungover.
No, actually,
my
orders are, these are the words coming right from the top.
Yeah.
This is Josh's first business trip. Let's make it a business trip. So, Josh, you're on a leash in Vancouver.
Oh, good luck with that. You seen this guy? I spent 5 days with him down at
Well, the good news
the
is
Stampede.
If he wants his
pizza.
Per diem, he's got to go through me. So.
Oh, are you handling the dough?
So.
Wow. It's not a per diem, it's an allowance.
You've been told to me. It's an allowance for me too.
Right?
Oh, you get your $75
hey?
Per day
hey?
But try and keep it tight.
All right.
So we'll be eating a lot
One
of McDonald's.
Big night at the White Spot. That's all you guys
White
have.
White Spot might be pushing it. We
right?
might be able to do a sit down meal at like one of the Vietnamese restaurants or something. Maybe.
Nobody covers the CFL better than
Sportsnet 960 the Fan?
No.
I don't know where
Arash Medani.
Oh, Arashman. Yes,
Nobin,
Arashman.
Right? Okay.
I will absolutely
agree
with that.
My point to that is he'll be on with us later. I'll find out what the media meals are for you.
Okay.
And then you can plan
accordingly. We've been told to keep it very tight. So, no, don't do that because it'll just – because as soon as you say that, it'll there, just turn
you know
into
what?
A minute of
that
Arash Madani ripping me, and I won't be able to defend myself, then I'll lose more self-esteem.
Here's some free management advice. Just free management advice. Take it for what it is.
To me or to anybody?
To anybody.
Okay.
Just listening now. Don't guilt people. Yeah, we're going to send you there, but we really shouldn't. Or we're going to be over our budgets. Don't spend. You got to really keep it tight. Screw off. I'm so tired of that cop-out. We bleed money around here. Honest to God, we got duct tape keeping it coming out of the walls. Give it to the kids to spend.
No, I'm okay with keeping her tight.
All right.
I understand how it goes. It's a lot. I wasn't trying to throw
I really
want to
see what you can try and put through. That's what I want to see. Come back. What's the best bill you could get?
What is this $450 dinner? Well, both Josh and I were there.
Where did we do that?
Minnesota.
Yeah, but it was when Boom and I took Cassie Campbell out in Montreal. That was a $290 dinner. Now Brad True Living, her husband, Brad Pascal, her husband, was with Hockey Canada, set us up at this fantastic restaurant in Montreal. If Boomer was listening, and he's not because he's sleeping, but if Boomer was listening, he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He's got to be up now.
Fantastic restaurant. We took Cassie Campbell out, and it was a hard one to do.
But in Minnesota, you got your old hand slap.
Oh, I got Pat.
The Brazilian restaurant when we went to Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, because we went for Brazilian barbecue.
And you put all three of us on your Amex.
That's right.
And then next thing you know, it's like,
we had to eat.
Charge.
We had to eat.
I don't know if we needed the desserts and the $7 Cokes, but...
Look, all I know is I have a propensity for trying to be a good host.
Look, the first business trip I ever took with this station...
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not the first. The first draft I ever went to was Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And Gene Principe, Sean
you
Colville...
You were mad about that, too.
But what?
Mad.
But...
Well, it was different, the draft, because there was no first and second round. There wasn't a lot of work to do.
Oh, I enjoyed that draft. It was fun.
You were mad.
Anyways, so we were running around one of the days before,
yeah.
And I kind of had the unique ability to go out and go to all these different media availabilities.
Yeah, yeah,
so
that's
I rolled
right.
with
yeah,
Sean
yeah, yeah.
Colville,
yeah,
who yeah. is the Sportsnet cameraman in this city, a gem of a human being.
Human being.
And Gene Principe, another yeah. gem of a human being.
Yeah.
I rolled with them all day. And so we went to the Ottawa Senators media avail
yeah.
in Santa Monica. And
that's
we
not
were,
bad.
We were, it was awesome. The hotel they were staying at was like probably a $700 a room boutique place. And so we're waiting in the cafe down stairs and we're like, oh, hey, we got about 45 minutes, so let's go sit out. So we're on Santa Monica Beach, and we're working, so we're not going to have cocktails. So we order three Cokes, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to be
Mr. Big Shot.
I'm
yeah.
paying for these three Cokes. Bill yeah. comes back, $27. You're like, they're three. Like, I wasn't even going to bother taking it up with the waitress, yeah. but I'm like, well, I guess this is my welcome to California moment. Your three glass bottles of Coke cost $27.
There we go.
Before tip.
Before tip.
Before tip.
Are you a generous tipper?
I am a generous. My entire family is
generous
industry.
Tippers?
Well, my dad brought me, like, he was an industry member as I was growing up, so he's taught me to tip. My brother's worked industry basically his entire
have you?
Life. I've never worked
You've
industry.
You've never worked industry?
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, I'd be the absolute worst server or
bartender.
Do
you know who's worked
in
industry?
Who?
The guy hosting the show that I'm co-hosting on Sunday.
Pinder.
Yep.
Josh has worked industry before.
Josh worked industry?
Yeah.
Which industry?
So, many different.
Okay.
Many different industries.
We had that conversation earlier about his Oracle account.
Yeah, he's. I don't think he's worked in that particular trade, but he.
Hey, never
I'm not,
too
I'm
late
not,
to start.
Josh, you have an option. But no, he's worked in the restaurant industry before. So yes, I'm a quite. I consider myself a. So a $27 bill, I would leave $5 as the tip.
The only story I have to add is the second draft I ever went to, which was in Columbus. I had to claim my phone, which was a disaster because I had to go through the line by line and through the phone bill. This was work. This wasn't work. This was work. This wasn't mm-hmm. work. And at one point I said, it's all work. And then somebody said, no, it's not. So I had to go back and this is work. And this isn't work and stuff like that. That and, of course, the world famous Starbucks gift card incident. from Minneapolis.
Yeah, those that did not work out well.
No, you know what that was? Bad management advice.
Hmm.
Go ahead. No,
I can't read that one, actually.
No, you can't?
It's funny to me, but there might be other people who would find it offensive. Well, you know what? I'll take it. You've already said Kirsch is a genius. No offense meant at all, Pat. I love you, man. But he puts the guy named Steinberg in charge of the money. Pretty safe bet there.
Whoa, hey now.
Great job tipping well, though,
whoa,
Pat.
Hey now.
I find that somewhat humorous.
Wow, that's... That's what are we, Howard Stern now?
Hey, after the Oracle comment,
wait a minute.
Josh working in the pleasure trade.
The industry as we know it. Look, I think you're going to have fun in Vancouver. Are you going to do much work?
I'm looking. Unfortunately, the time we fly in on the Friday, we miss all the media. So there's not a ton to do on the Friday. We might be able to get to the commissioner's state of the league address.
I'd like to talk to him.
Mark
is this
Cohan?
The last one for him?
I believe this is the last one for him because they're going to replace him this coming off season. Then
with
Friday,
who do we know?
Don't know yet.
Have you heard any of the names? Because you're on CFL.ca.
They asked me, but I was like, no.
Asked you what?
If I would like to be the commissioner.
Oh, I thought maybe they had, do you know? Yeah, I know, but I can't print it in my blog.
No, they asked me to be the commissioner, and I was like, no, I'll pass on that.
You wouldn't want that job for $1 million.
I'm waiting for the NHL job.
Any monkey in a suit can do that.
Exactly. Right? Your buddy's doing it.
My buddy's doing it.
So, yeah, Friday.
There's a straight swap we could do.
What?
Him for you.
Bettman on the radio and me.
Gary and Rob in the afternoon. Pat's running the league.
I'd be all right with
Bettman would just rip you.
Oh, yeah. He'd have the inside knowledge. He's like, that guy has no idea what he's doing.
And he has the added advantage of having done radio before.
That's true. He has done radio before.
Right.
He did his own
commissioner show for what, 3 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah, on the old XM
radio. Okay, so Friday, not much.
I think we might be able to get the State of the League address. We'll get our credentials on Friday. Saturday, we've got a walkthrough for the Stampeders. Goes at 11 o'clock Calgary time, 10 o'clock Vancouver time.
Yeah.
So walk through for the Stamps, walk through for the Tiger Cats. So we'll get plenty of stuff from there, which we'll use on our program, which we're doing from Vancouver from 3 till 6 on Saturday afternoon. And then you'll be able to use a ton of it on the day after on your pregame show from noon till 4 from Shank South. So
Ryan's pregame show
that you're a part of.
And then Monday... You guys apparently are taking the train back from Vancouver.
No, actually.
Hitchhiking?
We're able to rent a Kia Sedona, and we're going to be driving back.
Well, it's the oddest thing because I get this, can you do noon on Monday? Sure. Well, you can tape like the 4 to 6 hour. Why? I'll just do it. Oh, that'd be great. And I'm like, well, where's Pat and Josh? Oh, they're coming back. No morning flights?
Well...
No morning flights.
Here's the deal.
Huh?
I don't know if I'm allowed to stay on the radio. I'll tell you why.
No. Air. I don't. I just wanted to know if there's morning flights.
I'm sure they do a morning flight from Vancouver to Calgary, or about 11 of them.
This is what I'm thinking now. You and Josh are auditioning for the Jack FM morning show in Vancouver. That's what I think is going on here. I think this is all a big ruse to send you and Monkey Boy, because I think that's what it'll be. Pat and Monkey
Steinberg
Boy.
Steinberg and Monkey Boy
in the morning.
Monkey Boy. I'm a
boy. Because you got to come up with
something. I've had enough just listening to this. Now I'm getting involved.
What?
It's like Monkey that family.
Weenie in the butt. Weenie in the butt. It's got to be something for a morning show. I mean, come on. Who's really Matt and Eric?
That's true. That's not
the
real names.
Right?
Well, now I got to go find.
So then Monday morning, you guys do a little on air. You know, hey, here's Red Ryder. Hey, have you heard the latest from Trooper?
Yeah. What do you know?
Yakety
about the,
yak. I don't like my.
What do you know about the Northern Pikes, Josh?
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm
ain't
probably
pretty.
The last
she
guy
just looks that way.
Music,
you know, based on the Jack FM station here, you're probably talking about garbage collection and stuff. So to me, it's a 3 hour, 4 hour. You know, and then
Josh,
you're coming
I just chatted you. I don't think I chatted you the right link. But I'm going to chat you a link here, and you've got to play it before we go to break. Just
really?
Because,
okay.
Well, it's somewhat
it's
related to
because that's what I think is going on. And I look, if that's it, congratulations.
Use the bottom link there,
if you'd
Josh.
Like to use me as a reference, I'm happy to do it. But
well, what do you know about music radio?
I listen to it.
That's it?
That's about it.
So you know about as much as me.
No, look. Look, Monkey Boy, I think you guys, you know, quite honestly, I'm disappointed if you go to Vancouver. I really think you should be the morning show here.
On Jack FM?
No, on this station.
With Pat and the Monkey Boy.
Yes.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Well, there is that.
Right? And the Who's butt here live.
Okay, hit it, Josh.
Hey, everybody, it's Weenie and the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-alike contest.
I don't know, Butt. I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here, you could win $97.1 for the cool weekend ahead.
I love it. $97.1.
Keep rolling.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Keep rolling. Weenie and the Butt.
Cool weekends in the morning. 97.1 FM.
Cool weekends in the morning with Weenie in the Butt.
WQHG 97.1.
97.1. Weenie in the Butt.
In the morning, cool weekends.
FM.
Weenie. And the Butt.
And welcome back.
Excuse me, I got to.
Surely to so God, true. We can't do Steinberg and Monkey Boy.
I like it.
Hey.
Yeah, I like it. We'd have to get our own jingle done up, and I think we'd be ready to hit the road.
If you just texted me in the last 10 minutes and you're a Calgary Stampeder, I don't have time to text you back. I want to get you on this week. You know who you are. Should we take a break and come back and talk about the Stampeders?
We could.
Okay.
Try that again. Let's try that segment one more time.
Apparently Monkey Boy isn't happy with the production values.
Hey, it's Pat and the Monkey Boy. 96.9 Jack FM.
Because they no funny.
Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, the Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, owned and operated by Rogers Communications.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click ComedyCave.com. It's a Calgary tradition, American Thanksgiving and Shank Sports Grill. Call it a late lunch, an early dinner, whatever reason you have, get down to Calgary's home for the NFL for American football all day on Thursday. The boys from Sportsnet 960, the Fan's Big Show, will be at Shank South all afternoon, talking sports and eating turkey Cajun style. Celebrate American Thanksgiving at Shank's North and Shank South.
Thank you for calling Nest. How may I help you?
Could you take your thermostat and shove it up your keister?
I'm sorry, sir. What is this in regard to?
Your Nest Learning Thermostat thingamajig.
Uh-huh.
My daughter bought me one, and I want it removed.
Well, is it working?
It's working too well. It knows when to turn up the heat and lower it when I'm away. It's like it has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm, it kind of does.
Yeah?
You change the temperature for a few days, and it learns what you like and programs itself.
Ooh, why can't it mind its own business?
If you teach it well, Nest can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling bills by not wasting energy.
I'm just worried that all these gizmos will come to life, and robots are going to rule the Earth one day.
Okay. Any other issues?
No, just fear of robots.
Have a good day.
The Nest Learning Thermostat. It learns your schedule to avoid wasting energy, which can help save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling bills. Learn more at Nest.com. Nest. Thoughtful things.
The Mercedes-Benz year-end event is on now. Take advantage of this season's most exceptional offers, with finance rates starting as low as 0.9%, lease rates from 1.9%, and cash credits of up to $15,000 on select models. There's never been a better time to get into a new Mercedes-Benz. Don't delay. These extraordinary offers won't last forever. Hurry into your local dealer or visit mercedesbenz.ca for details.
How Bell makes saving big better.
George traveled all over Alberta and wanted a network that could keep up. So he switched to Bell. Not only does he get amazing speeds everywhere from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac on Alberta's largest LTE network, he also saved $100 on his new superphone, which meant he had more gas money to travel from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac.
Switch to Bell and save up to $100 on any superphone you choose. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, saving big just got better.
Canadian Tire and Reflex all-season wiper blades give you a chance to win a trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida. To enter to win and for official rules and details, visit your local Canadian Tire store or go to reflexdaytona.ca. A trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida in February. Enter today. reflexdaytona.ca. No purchase necessary. Contest ends November 30th, 2014.
Unlock your creative vision with the Canon EOS 6D DSLR from Memory Express. This powerful professional camera comes with high-quality design features like a full-frame 20.2 megapixel CMOS sensor and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 6D's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 6D today at 3 Calgary locations or memoryexpress.com.
Memory Express.
The 25th anniversary of Swiss Chalet's Festive Special. And we're celebrating with our Festive Scratch and Win contest and a total of $5 million in prizes. You'd think a Swiss Chalet Festive Special with stuffing, cranberry sauce, and 5 Lindor chocolates for $12.99 would be celebration enough. But we figured an anniversary calls for something bigger, like a chance to scratch and win a grand prize of $25,000. Celebrate 25 years of the Festive Special at Swiss Chalet.
At Jack Carter's, you can get a 2015 GMC Crew Cab 4x4 for $400 per month. Zero down. You pick the term. 3, 4, or 5-year lease.
Hey, yo, what's up with Jared? He seems a little calm. I think he started doing yoga.
Hey, Jared, pick up the tempo.
Jack Carter's, Canada's biggest crew cab dealer. $400 per month. Zero down. Plus, I'll even make your first payment. Namaste, Trigger. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Home of the $400 crew cab.
Time for the Bodog Line of the Day. Brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net.
The Bodog Line of the Day is on the ice with Calgary at Anaheim. What is the opening odds of the game? Is Anaheim minus 175. Calgary hasn't won a regular season game in Anaheim since January 2004. Maybe they go out before the game and get Anaheimered.
This is Bodog Line of the Day. I love you. I love you. You're beautiful. Let's be friends forever, Bodog.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports odds and free poker. Join Bodog today.
Hi, I'm Heather Reisman, chief book lover at Indigo and grandmother of 9, with 2 books I know from experience will be read and cherished. Children 10 and up will lose themselves in Percy Jackson's Greek Gods. It's hours of fun with larger-than-life personalities behind the ancient Greek myths. And tweens and teens will be totally inspired by the young reader's edition of I Am Malala, the heroic story of Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai. Real books make the very best gifts. For all my Heather's picks, visit us at Indigo, Chapters, and Indigo.ca.
Our time is now.
Now?
Right now.
Why now?
Because now we can collect Air Miles Reward Miles at Rexall.
Air Miles Reward Miles now?
Yes, we can collect Air Miles Reward Miles now at Rexall and almost everything in the store.
Now that makes our dollar go further.
And that feels good.
Get your flu shot at Rexall anytime, any day, subject to vaccine availability.
Here's to Black Friday surprises. The surprise of lining up in a polar vortex and the surprise of seeing the guy who got the last parking spot also get the last gift you wanted. So this year, instead of surprise, get delight at the Lincoln Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get a $750 bonus on 2014 Lincoln models. Plus, eligible customers can also get an extra $1,000 bonus. The Lincoln Black Friday event ends December 1st. For details, visit a Lincoln retailer.
Talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960.
That wasn't our goal, to make sure we lifted the Western Division Championship Trophy. You know, our goal and from day one in training camp was to make sure we bring the cup back to Calgary, and that's the number one goal. So, I mean, we celebrated. You know, it was what it was. It's another game, you know, but our focus is going to Hamilton now. So, you know, our film work preparation starts for our preparation to make this game one to we'll be able to remember once we bring the cup back to Calgary.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's Kerr and Steinberg, but you really want Steinberg and the Monkey Boy. We all know that.
Hey, Pat the Monkey Boy.
That's Keon Raymond. Still work to be done. Well, later on, Rash Madani. We'll talk to our Sportsnet CFL insider about 4:25 or so, all things Grey Cup. Later on as well, Derek Wills, radio voice of the Calgary Flames. Flames in Anaheim.
Is he on
tonight.
The ground?
I hope so. I hope so. Knowing Derek, he's probably riding high on it. I mean, yeah, it's quite a roll the team's on. as well, normally on a Wednesday, but today and on Tuesday, because tomorrow we got big plans for the old 5 o'clock hour. But today, our Hockey Abstract segment with Rob Volman from Hockey Abstracts, a little statistical talk for you, an analytical talk. But right now, let's get back to the Grey Cup. The 102nd Grey Cup will be played in Vancouver. It will feature the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Calgary Stampeders. You have gone to enough Grey Cups and have been around enough Grey Cups that I think you know what I'm talking about. There is a certain rhythm to this week, isn't there, that I think the two teams get selected, win their way in, you know, okay, this is the matchup. And I think Monday it's that kind of gut reaction, okay, well, you know, Stampeders have been the class of the league. Hamilton, you know, young quarterback. Well, mm-hmm. You kind of walk yourself through it and go, okay, it's the Stampeders. And then the rest of the week, you know, both sides make their cases through media, through whatever. And I think you get to a point where at the end of the week, you can probably talk yourself out of your original prediction, right?
Well, it's kind of like when you see like a John Tavares or a Jason Spezza or a Sidney Crosby, when you see them for so long and you talk about them for so long, and then it's time for that, you start picking apart their flaws in their draft year to
right.
start talking yourself
right.
out of why they're the number right. one overall guy. It can kind of happen that way, I think, when you talk about one matchup, the only matchup for so long, and start analyzing it as in-depth as we're going to.
It's the way, it's the process that works. Is there any reason? I'll say this definitively. The Calgary Stampeders should win the Grey Cup. I think they're going to win the Grey Cup. They deserve to win the Grey Cup. Will they win the Grey Cup? We'll find out. They've got a, you know, I'm trying to recollect back in 2 years ago in the 100 Grey Cup, Calgary going in to take on Toronto. It seems to me that Calgary was the prohibitive favorite, that they were really, you know, a West team. Dominantly favored.
Well, and the way that they had won the week before kind of made them that prohibitive favorite, I
right.
think. Because that was the year that
went into BC, right?
Remember, the Lions were at the time yep. defending Grey Cup yep. champions. Travis Lillet and the Lions went on that unbelievable roll in 2011 and then started 2012 as the head and shoulders best team in the Canadian Football League. And it came a little bit closer together as the stretch drive started. But when Calgary went into BC and the Lions had won the West Division that year, BC was the prohibitive
That's
favorite,
right.
and Kevin Glenn, not Drew Tate, because Drew Tate had that miraculous throw to win the West Division semifinal. Calgary went into BC, and they rolled the Lions.
They did, yeah.
Like, it was a decisive
It was over quick.
So because yeah. of that, they were the favorites going in, but I don't think it was quite the same way
no.
as they are here, where
no.
they were the head and shoulders best team throughout the regular season, and then in their first playoff game, won in a very decisive, emphatic way, too.
One of the things that, you know, we mentioned Arash is coming on, and I was watching him on Twitter today. And Justin Dunk, who's been a guest on this program before, contributor to CFL.ca as well, and a former high-level quarterback himself in the CIS, making the observation, and I think we brought this up yesterday, that the Stampeders really have no game tape on Zach Collaros because he didn't play in the two games that Calgary played them. And while that's true, And I kind of wish we weren't involved because I think you can have a much more open and honest conversation about it. He made the counter himself, and I'll make the counter for him. Josh Cornish said yesterday, well, they don't have tape on me because Josh Cornish didn't play the two games against Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is does it matter? I mean, is there one team that – is it more important to have, if you're the Stampeders, to have tape on Zach Collaros, or more important if you're the Tiger Cats to have tape on John Cornish? Or because it all happened in July – really is a moot point.
Well, and you have tape from other games. Like, just because you haven't played Collaros doesn't mean that you don't have tendencies that you can watch.
It's an overblown story,
I think
it?
Absolutely,
yeah,
it's an
okay.
overblown story.
Okay.
And I mean, you because John Huffnagel and Dave Dickinson and Rich Stubler can
yeah.
you know, start video game planning and take a look at what Collaros did against a very good Montreal defense and go about it that way. And they can say, hey, this is what Collaros does yeah. when he sees pressure off the left edge. This is what, when he sees a potential blitz from the blind side, this is what Collaros does. So you can start looking for tendencies there regardless of whether or not you've played him or not.
Well,
I think it's very overblown.
And Stephen Brunt was on this morning with the boys. And, you know, in fairness, Brunt needs to be disqualified from this conversation because he's a Hamilton Tiger Cat season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it was raising the point that, boy, you know, you got to watch out for that defense in Hamilton, that they, you know, throw you a lot of looks and they can play, you know, man coverage and stuff. And I'm like, has anybody watched the Stampeders defense? Like, all due respect to Hamilton's defense, the best defense in this league is the Stampeders defense,
well,
isn't it?
And the Edmonton Eskimos were, in some minds, the best defense in the Canadian Football League. And look what happened to them on Sunday.
I mean, I know I sound like the ultimate homer going, well, our guys are better. But they're 15-3.
9-9 and 15-3. And I know hot streaks and getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
But it's not as if the Stampeders are limping into the playoffs. It's not as if they're there in spite of themselves. The prohibitive favorite should be the Calgary Stampeders. And if the Calgary Stampeders play the way they're capable of playing, unless they run into extreme bad luck, and extreme bad luck, they don't lose this game on Sunday. The only way the Stampeders lose the game on Sunday is if the Stampeders lose the game. And I don't think Hamilton beats Calgary if the Stampeders are playing their brand of football and doing it even close to the way that they're able of doing it.
Having heard you, if I may paraphrase, the Stampeders can beat themselves.
That's the only way this happens. It's the only way they're not raising the Grey Cup on Sunday night.
Have they gotten to a point in which, I'll ask the question, this is the only time this week we're going to deal with this. If they don't win, do we have to ask the hard questions again this offseason?
Yes.
Okay, so they have not got to a point where they're beyond that.
No.
If this team doesn't win, the hard questions still need to be asked.
Because if they don't win, it'll be because they failed to rise to the occasion,
right,
like they did 2 years ago when Toronto beat. Look, Toronto beat them decisively.
That was a woodshed. That was take you out to the back and end the woodshed.
And it wasn't just Kevin Glenn. I mean, there were a lot of things that were. I mean, John Cornish wasn't anywhere near as effective as he needed to be in that game. Whether that was just his fault or not, the fact of the matter is, Stampeders as a team laid an egg in the most important game of the season. And so if they do that here, they'll probably lose the football game. And if they do that here, then the tough questions still need to be asked again, because that's one of two playoff games where they didn't perform at optimum, and if they do perform at optimum, they don't lose. So that has got to be the number one focus, and if they don't, I think that we got to be talking again about where do they go from there, what type of decisions do they make, and who's gone, who's coming back.
I am particularly sensitive to not getting ahead of myself, because I do it traditionally a lot. Having said that, Pat, I do want to go back to something I said last week. I asked the question about this team's ability to go deep. They answered it emphatically. Right now, I feel very comfortable with this team. I like its focus. I like its execution. I like the fact that outside of Charleston Hughes, and I don't want to downplay that, because I think, boy, you know, a healthy Charleston Hughes at 100%, this is even a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But offensively, they've got lots of choices. John Cornish. But Bo Levi Mitchell showed me last week that, you know, again, as a CFL fan, I'm kind of excited. You got Bo Levi Mitchell, you got Zach Kolaris, you got Mike Riley, you got Crompton. You know, you got a handful of guys that could be good for a while. Bo Levi Mitchell might be – what was the comparison that I think it was Mike Riley made? I mean, I think Mike Riley referred to him as the next Ricky Ray, or the young Ricky Ray. That might be a really good – you know, a thinking man's quarterback, can do a little bit of everything, doesn't wow you with anything other than his win percentage. He really wows you with his win percentage. I'm really excited about this team. I'm really excited about this team's chances.
Well,
I've addressed all the negatives, but here's the positive. I think this team is as good as we've seen in a long, long time.
And I don't worry about Bo Levi Mitchell being enigmatic in a playoff game. I don't worry about Bo Levi Mitchell not having his game where it needs to be come Sunday, because I don't think this guy is able to be rattled. In every situation he's been in, he is just cool as a cucumber. He comes in, he's even keel, he gets the job done, and far more often than not, he wins a football game. And so this is the biggest stage he's ever played on, but that doesn't mean that I think that it's going to get the best of him. In fact, I think he'll approach Sunday's game the same way he approached last Sunday's game and the same way he approached the games in the regular season. He knows what's at stake, but I don't think it changes the way he goes about things. He's that even keel a guy, and I think that is why I'm not worried one bit about him having a game like Kevin Glenn did 2 years ago in the Grey Cup. I don't think those type of things are a worry with Bo Levi Mitchell.
I asked Juwan Simpson yesterday, the other side of the ball, defense. I asked Juwan Simpson yesterday if there was something they saw, something they exploited in Edmonton that allowed them to get touches on the ball, to knock balls down. And he kind of just looked at me and laughed. No, that's us just doing what we do. Which I think, Pat, is kind of a reassuring thing in a way. That's a playmaking defense. They take balls away. They have scored. You know, I have no problem telling you. Edmonton got those two quick touchdowns, and you're kind of going, what am I watching here? And then the defense went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another comment he didn't buy into, I don't think, bend but not break. I think he kind of squirmed at that one because, you know, the bending part. But they really are the epitome of bend and not break, aren't they? Because we've seen them. I think at two critical games, that second game in Edmonton, when Edmonton had the big comeback, and Calgary, Cornish went down in three plays, and they went down and scored, got the lead back, or solidified the lead. And then in Saskatchewan, where Saskatchewan made the big comeback, Calgary got the one touchdown they needed,
yep.
And the defense was able to get the stops. This has been that kind of defense.
Well, they certainly know when they need to. Like, it's tough because of fatigue. It's tough because of it's you're going every, like it's such a stop and start thing that even the best defenses sometimes, I don't even know if it's losing focus or what it is, but you have a couple of off series or you have a couple of off downs, and teams can convert, especially when a game is kind of out of hand and they're going into a mass passing mode and
yeah.
Just the game plans change. It can tilt a game for a little bit, but the Calgary Stampeders have done a very good job this year of, when it does tilt, kind of stopping it from tilting,
yep.
And saying, no, you know what? Okay, you've pushed back, and now it's our turn to push right back on you. And more often than not, in fact, far more often than not, they have dictated the pace and dictated the type of football game it's going to be for the majority of 60 minutes. And again, that's why I think you're confident going into Sunday's game that they're able to do that. And even going into 2 years ago in the Grey Cup, and you know what? Even going into that game against the Riders last year in the West Final, you had that feeling is, okay, is the moment going to get the best of them? But I've never heard a Stampeders team so dialed in to this regular season,
yeah.
Is only about getting us to the playoffs and only,
yeah.
About getting us to our goal than they have been this year. It's been the theme since training camp. It has been their message midway through the season. It was their message after the Winnipeg game. It was their message after their final game of the season. And it was their message after Sunday's game. There is a very palpable feel of, our business is not done. We still,
yeah.
Have one more win, even though we got over a big hurdle and beat the Eskimos on Sunday. So I like their overall makeup, that all the fears are legit, yet this is the year I kind of feel like they probably don't play into the final score.
Interesting thing that got brought up yesterday when the players were brought out to talk to the media. And this is, I don't know, maybe I'm making too much out of this. The one other little ammunition, the other bullet in the chamber that the Stampeders have is that big comeback against Toronto. Because they have this year shown the ability to, mm-hmm. Show incredible resiliency. Right? They, you know, if you remember correctly, Toronto went on a little bit of a run after that. They went into BC and beat BC, and they put some wins together. But Calgary overcame what almost a 30-point, what was it, deficit?
Oh, the Toronto game, was it that big?
26 points or something like that?
It was close to 30. Yeah. I don't remember off the
top
of my head.
No, I think it was 26 points or something like
that. It was more than three possessions.
Yeah. Having that in the back of your mind, as bad as it possibly get, but knowing you've come back once already, you're never quite out of it, there's a lot to like about the mental makeup of, mm-hmm. This team going in.
Yeah, I just think they are dialed in, and come kickoff on Sunday just after 4:30, it's just going to be another game. And that's, you know what, you don't, in some ways you're like, no, you need to play your best game. But just another game for the Calgary Stampeders means usually just another win. So go play just another game if you're the Calgary Stampeders,
yep.
And you're probably raising that Grey Cup when it's all said and done.
Take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Pat before he gets a well-earned break. A three-hour siesta. Flames warm up tonight at 7 o'clock. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You can come down and join Pat and watch the game here at Shanks Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest. Oh, by the way, should mention that our guests today who have appeared, we've had a couple of them, bang, appeared courtesy of the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline, brought to you by Lube City Express Oil Change, featuring Mobile One, warranty approved, a change for the better. Of course, every time a guest appears on this program, they join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. We'll take a break. We still have more Sportsnet Hotline guests to come this afternoon, including we're just talking about football. Our good friend Arash Madani, he will be joining us to talk about the Grey Cup at 4:25 this afternoon. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Are you into swapping? Thought so. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride. See paper for details. Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month. Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. Three locations to choose from, Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit CamClarkFord.com.
At Purolator, it's not a package, it's a promise. But what does that mean? Could be that crucial contract for your client in Kappa's casing, a bubble wrap bundle to your boutique in Banff, perhaps a product your particularly picky patrons in Pembroke purchased. As tricky as the artists say, keeping promises is even harder. And yet, we help deliver over a million promises each day. Purolator. Promises delivered. Start a business account at Purolator.com and we promise you 30% off for a full year. Some conditions apply.
The integral from negative infinity gears to
at Devon Canada, we have a fresh formula when it comes to your engineering career. F equals flexibility and freedom. C equals a career path worth taking. P equals possibilities. And V equals value, as in the value you'll add to our team. As one of Canada's leading heavy oil producers, Devon has the right mix of challenges, opportunities, and rewards. To learn more about why Devon is the place for your next big career move, visit formula.devonenergy.com. Your perfect formula starts here.
High Omega Distillation Column X.
It's that time of year when dining out and getting together with family and close friends takes on extra special meaning. This Christmas, when thinking about where to share these special moments, think of the Cattle Baron Steakhouse for your AAA stamp of approval. Book your Christmas party early at one of our two award-winning locations in the Northeast off 32nd Avenue and Barlow Trail, or our newly renovated Southeast location on Sun Valley Boulevard. And when you do, don't forget, tell them Santa sent you.
It's Black Friday times two at Tuxedo Source for Sports. For 2 days only, save big on the Combat Sports Jackal Slow Pitch Bat, regular $299.95, now just $199.95. Plus, everything on the discontinued clothing rack is only $5. The Black Friday sale, Friday 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuxedo Source for Sports, 2520 Center Street North.
Source for Sports, we know our stuff.
After more than a century of automotive engineering, years of technical development, months of tuning and calibration, and endless hours on the track, all it takes to own the critically acclaimed 2015 Cadillac ATS is a few seconds of your time. Sign your name on the dotted line at Cadillac's Sign and Drive event and lease a 2015 ATS starting at $186 bi-weekly with zero down for 36 months. Offer ends December 1st. Learn more at albertacadillac.com.
Why settle for almost as good when you can have an actual Arctic Spa? When you buy an Arctic Spa, you get the free heat insulation system, the Onsen saltwater system, and the Forever floor pad. That's the difference between a genuine Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay and a spa that's almost as good. Less work, longer lasting, superior warranty. That's what makes an Arctic Spa. Now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Canadian Tire and Reflex all-season wiper blades give you a chance to win a trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida. To enter to win and for official rules and details, visit your local Canadian Tire store or go to reflexdaytona.ca. A trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida in February. Enter today. reflexdaytona.ca. No purchase necessary. Contest ends November 30th, 2014.
Hey, Calgary. Looking to pick up some great seats for a must-see game or concert? Then get to StubHub, where you'll find the seats you want, even at the last minute, and even if the event is sold out. Can't make it to the game? No problem. At StubHub, it's easy to sell your tickets to another fan. From hockey and football games to concerts, never miss out again. So head to StubHub, see what's happening in Calgary this week, and find the seats you want today. StubHub, the way ticket buying should be.
Visa Infinite cardholders know a thing or two about how to have a great time. So we're asking cardholders to curate the Infinite List, a collection of experiences worth talking about, like releasing a lantern at midnight in Thailand, private tango lessons, or one night at the Ice Hotel. Have a Visa Infinite card? Create your own stories with the help of the Visa Infinite Concierge. Search hashtag infinite list on Google. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
If you're considering investments in the Canadian marketplace, then you'd be remiss not to consider
Best Buy's Black Friday sale with fantastic markdowns on the greatest tech. You'll find amazing prices store-wide.
So, if you're serious about seriously investing in yourself, do not miss it.
Best Buy's Black Friday sale starts this Friday. Hurry in for crazy door crasher deals and hot prices on perfect gifts. Most stores open early this Friday. See bestbuy.ca.
Hey, I'm Mark Giordano for Varsity Chrysler. When we hit the ice, we go all out. Kind of like Varsity Chrysler and the All Out Clear Out event. Come shop at my favorite dealership to get big cash for your old clunker. Plus, financing as low as 0%.
Choose from the 2014 Ram 1500 starting at $19,997, the Dodge Grand Caravan with payments as low as $118, or the 2015 Chrysler 200 starting at $29,998.
The all-out clear-out event continues.
Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
It's back on the road for the Flames. It's a trip to California, which begins tonight in Anaheim. Free game from Shanks on the air and online at 7. Play-by-play, Flames and Ducks at 8.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames Hockey brought to you by Lexus of Calgary and Calgary Lock and Safe.
I'm Lisa Murray, and here's your Sportsnet 960 The Fan Entertainment Guide. Fame for Food is back. You're invited to join Sportsnet 960 The Fan on location at the Dome Saturday, November 29th. You can meet Rogers media personalities and record a holiday greeting in exchange for non-perishable food or cash donation. For more information, head to sportsnet.ca/960. And Sportsnet 960 The Fan welcomes Nickelback to the Scotiabank Saddledome for their No Fixed Address tour. That one's on March 12, 2015. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. For details on all events, breaking sports updates, and more, head to sportsnet.ca/960.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click comedycave.com.
I asked for a clip. I said, Monkey Boy, give me a clip. Or I forgot to ask Monkey Boy. I guess I should have asked him. He can't read minds.
Weenie in the butt.
ESPN in the morning. ESP in the morning.
And we're back.
Thinking what you're thinking. Calgary Flames and the Anaheim Ducks tonight. I suppose if the Flames are contemplating a push for first in the Pacific, they've got to stay close, right?
Yeah.
Good a reason as any to win this one.
Well, they'll be within a point if they win in regulation tonight.
Yeah.
Because they enter three back of the Ducks tonight.
What? That you don't want that gap getting away on you.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
You want to close that gap.
Hey, they want to be winning the Pacific Division. We say it in jest, but if, 22 games in,
well,
three points back.
Look,
so.
You know, you would have rolled your eyes in the back of your head if I said second week of October. Don't forget the end of November, go heading in American Thanksgiving, and we'll deal with that in a couple of days. Although, I guess if they go south and they lose two games in two nights, which they could on this kind of road trip, it'll be interesting to see where the mindset's at. In terms of lineup tonight, Jonas Hiller goes. Any other major changes?
Not really. David Jones looks like he won't play tonight.
Okay.
He is on the trip, but will remain out with that upper body injury. So that really is the only piece of injury news right now.
When he comes back, Corbin Knight probably goes back
okay. down. Yeah, because David Jones is officially on injured reserve right now. So
right.
as soon as they activate him, Knight will have to go down.
It's been interesting that the blue line has remained relatively healthy this year. Remember last year was about this time, didn't they lose Mark
Jordan. Knock on wood there.
Yeah, okay. And I know Chris Russell was the Pittsburgh game in December. Yeah. I mean, the you know, outside of a couple of games for Russell, they've been relatively healthy on the back end.
Well, I mean, there's been the one scare with the stick of Chris Neal going right up into the eye of Mark Giordano, and goodness gracious, was that ever scary.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, they've been healthy. Weidman has sat out the one game, but that wasn't injury-related. We've seen Brody and Gio play every game to this point. Russell's missed a couple of games, but for the most part, it's been a fairly healthy group. And I think so much of this Flames run continuing is going to depend on the health of those blue liners.
Oh, for sure.
There's no doubt that they make this team a whole lot better positioned to take advantage of when breaks are going their way. Yep. And right now, the Flames are getting a lot of breaks. And you know what? Other teams can get breaks, but if you're not in a position to take advantage of them, they're nothing. And the Flames are in a position to take advantage of them right now. And I think so much of that is because they've got a really, really good top four group of defensemen. They've got an elite top pairing, a pretty darn good second pairing. And, yeah, if one of five or seven go down, you're in a lot of trouble if you're the Flames. So they're pretty...